Hi, welcome to the fourth Magnifying Peace Meditation. I'm so glad you can join me. I'm recording this the day after the election. There's still a lot of votes to be counted. The returns are not, or the results are not finalized. I've talked to people today who have voiced feeling anxiety, anger, fear, grief, worry, confusion, anger, resentment. And so I wanted to make a meditation to help ground in the midst of all of that. Something that will be useful even when it's not directly related to the election or not related at all, just in general. First thing we're going to do is just get comfortable in the seat you're sitting in or the bed you're lying on. Move around any way you need to. Arrange pillows or cushions or whatever, so that you're comfortable and your body feels supported. Take a deep breath and settle in a little bit more. Let your attention wander over your body. See what you notice. Check in with your shoulders. See if you're holding any tension there. Your neck, your back. If you find any, let that be okay. Take a deep breath and if you can, relax it, but don't try to force anything. Just see what you notice. Now take a few breaths and notice the temperature of the air as it enters your nostrils, and then the temperature as it exits. The coolness of the air coming in, the warmth of the air as it leaves your body. Put your attention on your breathing and just notice where you're breathing, if it's up in your chest, down in your stomach. We're going to practice doing some breathing from the stomach. This is important because the lungs have nerves that go to different parts of the nervous system. The lower lungs have nerves connected with the parasympathetic nervous system. That's the nervous system that's connected with states we call relax and grow. The sympathetic nervous system is connected with the upper area of the lungs. And those nerves, or the sympathetic nervous system, is related to the fight, flight, freeze response. So the more you breathe in the top part of your lungs, the more you're stimulating that fight, flight response. And keeping your system, or even putting your system into a state of vigilance and defensiveness. The more you can breathe in your lower lungs, the more you're encouraging your body to relax and your mind to relax. Put one or both hands on your abdomen and breathe so that you're lifting your hands. If you're very used to breathing just in the top part of your lungs, it may take a little practice. Picture your lungs, these air sacs in your chest, inflating at the bottom. Now pull your shoulders down. Pull your shoulder blades together some so that the front of your chest opens. And keep breathing in your belly. So with the next breath, start with your lower lungs with the belly breath, and then let the upper lungs breathe and exhale. So filling from the bottom and then the upper part of the lungs and exhaling. And let your attention wander over your body again and see what you notice. Has anything changed? Go back to focusing on your breath, breathing belly and then upper lungs, breathing slowly. And even more slowly. As you do this, you may feel some emotion. It's okay not to name it. Try to figure out what it is. Just notice what it feels like in your body. You may even have tears come up. Again, don't try to figure it out. Just notice them. Let them come if they're there. You may notice a sensation in your body. Maybe a tightness somewhere or a hollowness. Maybe even a tingling. Just notice it as you continue to breathe. If emotion comes up that feels intense, you can use your volume knob to turn it down, your imaginary volume knob. You're not trying to push the emotion away or stop it. And you can turn down the intensity of it if it feels like it's too much. Now check in with your heart. How does your heart feel? Imagine that your heart can communicate with you. It might be through words, through feelings, through just a sense of knowing. What does your heart want you to know? It's okay if it feels like you're totally making it up. Whatever your heart communicates to you or you imagine, just acknowledge it. I hear you. Give yourself the message, it's okay for me to feel this. It's okay for me to know this. It's safe for me to feel this in my body. If you feel sad or angry, you can say, it's okay for me to feel sad in my body. It's okay for me to feel angry in my body or lonely in my body. I'm going to say a series of refuturing statements. These all start out with the phrase, what if it's possible? If you'd like, you can put both hands in the center of your chest, your heart center, or just have both arms relaxed and your palms facing up. Let these statements just wash over you. You're not trying to process them mentally. Not trying to hold on to them at all. Just letting them wash over you and see what you notice. What if it's possible that I am okay, truly and deeply safe and okay? Just as I am. What if it's possible that I am safe and okay, even in the midst of what I'm experiencing right now? What if it's possible that what I'm feeling right now is normal and okay. What if it's possible that what I'm feeling right now will not be what I always feel? What if it's possible that I am bigger than my feelings? What if it's possible that I am bigger than my thoughts? What if it's possible that my thoughts and feelings are not who I am? What if it's possible that my feelings and emotions have messages for me? Have information for me. What if it's possible that beneath every emotion I have is love? What if it's possible that my emotions show me what I care about? How I want to be loved. When a boundary of mine has been crossed and someone's not treating me the way I want to be treated. What if it's possible that sometimes my emotions show me where I want to change my behavior? How I want to show up differently in my life. What if it's possible for me to understand the messages and allow the emotions to move on? What if it's possible that I am safe with my emotions? What if it's possible that when I simply allow myself to feel, my emotions will move on naturally? Because I have created space for them. I've been willing to feel them and willing to receive their message. What if it's possible that I don't have to try to mentally understand their message? That I can trust I'll get what I need to get as I simply feel. What if it's possible that any time an emotion feels too intense for me, I can turn the volume down? What if it's possible that I am bigger than I ever realized? And that I can do this. What if it's possible that my emotions let me know I am alive? What if it's possible that by feeling my emotions, I increase my vibrancy? What if it's possible that by feeling my emotions, I am more connected with myself, more connected with life, and more connected with others? What if it's possible that I am lovable and loved just as I am? What if it's possible that all of this is safe and possible for me just as I am? Right here and right now. Notice your breathing again. Feel yourself in your body. And know that you can listen to this anytime you would like. If you feel like you just kind of spaced out for part of it, or maybe even fell asleep, that's fine. Trust that you heard what you needed to hear, and that whatever part of you needed to hear the words did. In the days and weeks ahead, whenever you're feeling strong emotions, including worry, come back to this. Breathe into your body, into the lower parts of your lungs. And remember that there is a part of you that is so much bigger than any situation, an eternal part of you that is always okay. And that's the truth of who you are. Not your emotions, not your thoughts, but this eternal part of you. And that it's okay to have very human emotions. And know that. Have very human emotions and know that you are so much more as well. Stretch your body around, wiggle your fingers and toes. Gently move your shoulders, your arms, and your legs. When you're ready, open your eyes if they're not already open. I encourage you to drink lots of water. Water helps to move the energy. And we've moved a lot of energy. I look forward to connecting with you on the next meditation. I wish you love and all the best.